Pipe Network presents.
We're back. Are we? Are we really?
I refuse to be back.
Gano ba tayo katagal na wala? Weeks? Months?
More than 2 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks.
It feels like years.
Grabe naman. OA.
Di na ako marunong mag-record ng episode. But may kasabihan nga tayo. Better late than boring. So you're listening to
Please Pause Season 5.
Tearing up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
If you're with us for the first time, we're Mike and Ham. We live in the Philippines. We're married. Quote us.
And I've come to believe it's not so much what you believe. It's how hard you believe it.
Sinong nagsabi?
Hulaan mo.
Sinong nagsabi?
Do you know?
Sabihin mo na.
Bakit hindi mo alam? Hindi mo
familiar.
It's Indiana Jones.
Familiar, pero... Ah, okay.
By Indiana Jones himself, played by Harrison Ford.
Ang akin naman kasi, going to the moon is like going to Reno and discovering they don't have blackjack.
I just read that.
Sino nagsabi? Si Indiana Jones din. From Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Nag-quote ka lang for the sake na may ma-quote eh. Hindi wala talaga yung nag-resonate with you.
Galing din naman tayo ng Nevada. So
okay.
Okay. We are still on a mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows for our little podcast on TV and film.
So if you haven't already, follow, subscribe to Please Pause, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Follow na rin kami sa Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at Please Pause PH. That's the Please Pause Podcast.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas masayang conversation. May bago ba tayong Spotify ratings? On the new Spotify followers front, we have 0 din new Spotify followers since our last episode.
I don't think you can expect much activity kung tayo mismo wala naman tayong new stuff.
And the gets ko naman, nagbakasyon din siguro ang new podcast listeners.
Ah, okay, that's how you want to believe it. Okay, fine.
Pero basta, if you just discovered, please pause. Don't forget to rate us at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us every week for
every
meaningful.
Week talaga?
Oh, more or less. For meaningful.
And meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kwentuhan lang.
Spoiler free, so you can listen worry free.
So we're coming back from the Please Pause World Tour. What? Also known as the most tiring vacation of our entire lives. Also known as the famous places we pooped at 2023. Museum of Modern Art. Ding, ding, ding.
That was you or me?
Hindi ko naman sasabihin kung sino eh. Para meron pa rin tayong some semblance of plausible deniability. Ito naman eh. Guggenheim Museum. Ding, ding, ding. Ano, saan pa? Ano, ano, ano? Alcatraz! Ding, ding, ding. Ano? Ano? Ano ba? Ano ba?
I don't know. Some other parks.
Alamo Square Park. Hindi mo alam kung saan yun, no? Basta, tama yun. Maniwala ka nila sa akin. Galaxy's Edge. Avengers Campus. Hindi. Hindi ata. Parang hindi, no?
Sige.
Pero just outside Avengers Campus, sure ako.
I don't know why we're having a gross segment of this episode.
LAX, ding, ding, ding. Alam mo kung anong nakakatuwa?
What?
We're coming off what is said to be the best MMFF lineup in recent
right?
history.
And wala tayong
napanood. Kahit isa. Napakagaling.
I think ito sana yung last chance natin. Itong first weekend of 2024. But we're too tired.
No, we're not too tired.
I am.
No, sabi mo kaya, ang hirap pumili. So unfair dun sa mga hindi mapipili. Yun yung sinabi mo eh.
It's just a rationalization para mas ma-justifying. Let's just stay in bed this weekend, please.
Ang hirap pumili kung anong papanoorin and we can't watch them all. So para fair sa lahat, huwag na lang tayo manood ng kahit ano.
Tulog na lang tayo. I still need more sleep, I think.
How much more sleep do you need?
I don't know. You've been
sleeping all weekend.
Di naman.
Oh, kaya.
Well, ikaw sa... Magkaiba kasi tayo ng sleeping schedule. Ako sa umaga, ikaw sa gabi. Or ay, sa hapon.
Alam mo itong MMFF na yan, mali mo, may chance pa naman tayo. Let's just play it by ear. Even though my ear tells me that I missed our couch. So,
maybe next weekend, meron pa?
Feeling ko yung pinaka mga top grocer, may iwan pa yan.
And are the top grocers the best ones? Not necessarily.
Eh, sabi naman nila, di ba, na okay naman lahat, sabi naman ng mga tao. So, I don't think...
Wait, so balak, may balak ka pa rin mapanood all, how many? 10?
We can't do that.
Kaya nga.
Okay. Ang sinasabi ko lang, mali mo lang, si okay. Pagin.
My gosh.
Ako nga, mama sa panu, napanood ko yun.
That was last year's MMFF.
Oh, from last year. Ano ba sabi natin last year? Diba, gusto naman talaga natin manood ng mas marami pang MMFF movies.
What did we say?
Ayaw lang natin. Ayaw so, lang ngayon, natin gumastos para manood.
Ngayon, iba na yung reason. Wala lang tayo. Hindi doon talaga tayo nagka-time.
To be fair, wala rin naman tayo ibang napanood na iba while we were on vacation. Other than on the plane rides. Kaya naman, we have so much to catch up on. Katulad na lang ng Can't Buy Me Love! We are officially caught up as of this weekend. Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations. Engrossing ang misterya. More than your average love team teleserye, I would say. Sino ang pumatay kay Edward? Edward nga ba pangalan ng ano? Fiancé ni Betty.
And sa nanay niya.
Oo, pero matagal pa mare-resolve yun. Yung
ano pala nangyari dun sa nasagasaan?
Hindi ko alam eh. Nakalimutan na rin.
And bakit parating may bird na namamatay?
Eh, isa pa yun. Isa pa yun sa mga i-reveal, o diba?
Ay, hindi si, yung natural occurrence,
si Achi. Ano ba yung sabihin? Yung matandang tita nila na ewan.
Si Miss Cathy?
Oo, yun yung may kung anong kababalaghan na ginagawa
talaga?
Sa secret room niya.
Ah,
oo,
may ko,
secret room siya
yun.
Na bawal pasukin ni Maris tsaka ni
Belle. Ah, baka
doon
siya pumapatay ng birds.
Eh,
kasi sa window din niya nakikita.
Her
diba?
Business is her own.
Oh, so may something pala sa kanya.
Oo, may something sa kanya. Oh, diba?
Hindi ko naman kasi napapanood ng buo. Ikaw lang naman ang loyalist.
Hindi ako loyalist. Curious lang ako.
Okay, kaya nga.
Okay. Sige,
define,
sige na.
Ikaw yung maraming time.
Sige na. Simulan na natin ang episode proper. The Beekeeper, directed by David Ayer, the director of Suicide Squad. That's how they're marketing the movie. By Suicide Squad, that means the first one, eh? Not mm-hmm. the more recent. The Suicide Squad, directed by James Gunn. We've seen The Beekeeper on IMAX via the advanced screening, thanks to Viewer's Choice PH. It will be released in cinemas on January 10, R13 nga pala to, for violence, just for your information.
Oh,
in case bata ka pa at hindi ka pa 13 years old.
Oh, yung rated R pala may ano rin, no? May tiers of age.
Oh.
I didn't realize it. Ah, R18.
R13, R16,
R18. Eh, pati 16?
Oh, R16.
May R22 ba? Or nag-imagine lang ako?
R13.
R21.
Kung gugustuhin siguro nila, pwede din. Pero wala pa ako narinig.
Gusto ko makita yung R19. Mga random numbers lang.
Medyo misleading yung poster ng The Beekeeper.
Bakit naman yung, misleading?
Yung ano, yung si Jason Statham looking like he can transform into a swarm of bees.
O, ganun ba yung interpretation mo dun?
Oo, kaya. Grabe naman. Tignan mo kaya yung poster.
Nakita ko lang may bees kasi beekeeper.
Pero kasi yung body niya parang nagtatransform into a swarm
mo,
of bees.
Malay mo, natatungan lang siya ng swarm of bees.
Hindi. Tingnan mo kasing mabuti. Bago ko mag-justify, tingnan mo kasing mabuti yung poster. Gusto ko lang sabihin, hindi po ganun. Okay? Wala po siyang supernatural
siya,
powers.
Ano bang ganun?
Hindi po siya si Human Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Hindi. Ang premise, si Jason Statham is a retired operative of the super top secret organization called the Beekeepers. And he is also a literal beekeeper harvesting honey and such.
Actually,
and he is out for revenge.
Actually, sa poster mukha siyang na Thanos dust.
Tinan mo na. Justify ka ng justify.
Hindi, pero
tama
kasi hindi ko naman siya
ko
inisip that way.
Just in case lang. Na may okay. Mag-isip na literal na nagiging swarm of bees siya. Okay, mm-hmm. Kina-clarify ko lang.
Okay.
O sige, kamusta naman ang The Beekeeper?
Well, if you watch the trailer, you know there's going to be a lot of mindless action.
You know there's going to be a lot of bees.
Hindi naman masyado yung bees. Then when you watch the actual scenes in the movie, wala namang boring action sequences actually. So entertaining naman siya. I like the build-up and the interesting premise of the movie when it comes to the bad guy. Some scenes would remind you of John Wick, especially when it's on staircases. But I guess mas colorful and mas brightly lit lang yung mga scenes dito.
Yeah. Alam mo, lahat ng mga modern action movies talagang iko-compare mo talaga sila sa John Wick.
Pero, hindi naman compare, but more of, alam mo yung lahat ng weapons nandyan at ikaw pa rin yung nabubuhay. In that sense lang naman. Okay. Not so much in choreography or what. Diba, even sa The Continental, yung hagdan scene din dun, wow, lahat
okay,
binabaril
ka
tapos hindi ka pa rin natatamaan. In that sense lang. Di mo naman kasalanan kung nauna na si John Wick dyan. So.
Well, oo.
So what's your problem?
Wala akong problem. Sinasabi ko lang na, alam mo yun, I'm gonna try and stop doing that from
okay.
now on.
I'm sorry.
Okay lang. Wala na ako namang kasalanan sa akin.
Ang point ko lang is, titular character armor.
Okay.
Ganun.
Okay.
In that sense lang.
Oh, I understand.
Not so much the choreography kasi magkakaiba naman lahat. Yung type of relationships din in the film gives space for humor in the dialogue like between Josh Hutcherson, tama ba pronunciation
Josh Hutcherson,
ko? And Jeremy Irons. Talaga may S.
Oh, I think so.
So do you still pronounce it as Irons?
Oh!
Mali mo, Irons. Kasi may S na. It's funny then in a way how they treat the beekeeper or beekeepers very seriously while all other agencies take a backseat. Ginawang mas light yung treatment sa kanila, which you can see in the actions of the two FBI agents. You have the other team say they had their asses kicked. And you have the CIA getting scared. It's a fun action film naman overall, not pretending to be anything else. So it's a chill way to start the year.
You mentioned taking things seriously. The beekeeper, I don't think it's meant to be taken seriously.
Uy, bakit? Yung beekeeper mismo?
Yung movie.
Ah, okay.
Yung movie.
Hindi, pero yung literal beekeeper, dangerous
oh,
yun,
ha? Alam ko, okay. I'm talking about the movie. Kasi it's almost a parody of the modern retired badass goes back to work action movie.
Yeah.
Kung gaano ka-cartoonish yung villains nito led by PETA. Si Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, I keep referring to him as Pita when I ask you like, ano sinabi ni Pita? Hindi ko naintindihan.
Yun, kung gaano ka-cartoonish yung mga kalaban, ganun din ka-straight-faced yung pag-play ni Jason yeah. Statham sa titular beekeeper.
Now, yung ayoko lang daw kasi diba cartoonish nga yung mga villains pero hindi naman sila depicted as an actual cartoon. Unlike yung isang dispatch na character, parang napaka-unnecessarily cartoonish naman yun.
Eh, ganun talaga. The group of film critics na nasa row natin, as in the legit film critics with real credentials who write for major media outlets, unlike us, they were really laughing out loud on some of the scenes to the point na medyo exage na. Sure, I get it.
Malay mo, natatawa naman talaga sila in an amused
kaya
manner.
Kaya nga eh. Gets ko naman, there were deliberately campy scenes, pero kung makatawa, wagas eh.
Bali mo, nag-enjoy talaga sila. What do you mean ba? Were they like,
I think they were laughing in a mocking way. Okay. Kasi ako yung mas katabi nila, mas nakikita ko sila dahil nandun ako sa side.
At the expressions nila.
Oo. Sinisilip ko kasi.
Did they see you looking at them?
I don't think they care. Okay. So sabi ko lang.
But yan, narinig ko rin naman.
Exadya. Okay, yeah. But I am not a professional film critic, so what do I do? They seem to have a great time though, so good for them. Yung tagline ng movie is, kill them all. So that should say it all. Although, it didn't have the non-stop action I was expecting it to have. However,
ano bang definition mo ng non-stop?
Masyado siyang maraming lol para sa akin. Masyadong maraming, alam mo yun,
usap-usap. Ako okay sa akin yung sa simula, may build-up. Hindi yung action agad.
I know. Okay naman yun. Siyempre, kailangan i-establish mo why things are happening, why people are getting killed, di ba?
And then some of it nga parang happened too fast.
Pero
yung sa build up part,
it's on me if I expected na alam mo yun, tuloy-tuloy dire-diretso na killing spree siya, mm-hmm. and it comes out na hindi. Uh-huh. That's on me. Okay. However, the lack of non-stop action, it more than made up for with the amount of B-related information that okay. I was not expecting that the movie would have.
Tsaka gusto ko yung how serious, yun talaga yung funny for me, kung gaano nila ka-seriously tinitake yung mga B-information, exactly. He being a beekeeper, and the way the superiors listen to these people talking about bees.
Kala mo, he's just a beekeeper in name. But no, he really embodies the values of the hive. So overall, the beekeeper, it's unlikely to have a high Rotten Tomatoes rating. But if you're looking for some mindless action, and Jason Statham is your cup of tea, then why not the beekeeper?
Ay, gusto ko talaga yung premise ng bad guy, ah.
Wala akong problema dun.
Alam mo yun, yung sort of intrigue. Oh, sino ba to?
Gets ko siya. Evil siya. I mean, madaling maintindihan para sa audience na, ah, masamang tao to. Speaking of campy, meron akong napanood sa HBO Go, Cocaine Bear, directed by Elizabeth Banks. Alam mo, producers ng movie na to si Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, who wrote the Spider-Verse movies. Some of your favorites are also here. Si Kerry Russell and Margot Martindale, to name a few. From The Americans, of course. Ang premise nito, kung hindi pa siya obvious sa title, ha, let me explain.
May cocaine sa teddy bear?
Hindi.
Ano? Diba? Hindi. Diba parang nakita ko na ata ang poster niya?
A drug smuggler drops bags of cocaine from a plane onto the Georgia forests down below. Kaso lang, a black bear ends up eating some of the cocaine and goes on a rampage. As crazy as that sounds, based daw to on a true story which happened in 1985. But in real life, the bear did not go on a rampage. It just died.
An overdose. Ano tawag yun, OD?
So, ayun. The movie kind of fumbled its way towards the end, but it had its moments. It has that 80s low-budget B-movie aesthetic.
Uh-huh.
Pero deliberate siya. Intentional siya. Funny, kung na-miss nyo to sa sinehan, nasa HBO Go lang siya.
So, katulad lang din itong The Beekeeper.
Oo, pero yung The Beekeeper kasi, merong pa siyang chance that some people would
expect
a serious
more
movie out of it.
Kasi, ito talagang, diba? It's not...
Ito, clear. Clearly. Clearly, comedy siya.
Ito rin pala si Mitchell eh, ng Modern Family.
Ah, talaga ba?
Yeah, parang, unless
sige,
ibang...
Sige, babalikan ko nga
unless ibang cocaine bear to. Hindi, Kerry Russell, Margot Martindale.
May iba pang cocaine bear?
No, it's the same. Ay, siya daw si Peter. Baka namatay agad.
Hindi, naalala ko na. Okay, naalala ko na kung sino siya. Panoorin mo kung may time.
Even Matthew Reese is there?
Baka nag-cameo lang. Siyempre si Kerry Russell nandun.
Kaya nga. Ang dami pa nating papanoorin together. If you want me to watch this, I mean, nauulitin mo for my sake. Yung Leave the World Behind, di pa natin ginagawa.
Okay. Yung... Ano pa?
Ito, sabi mo.
We really have a lot to catch up on. You have a lot to catch
yeah,
up on.
Yeah, me especially.
More than me.
Mm-hmm.
Pero bago tayo mag-break, meron nga pala tayong paraffle for the new year. Handog ng Pipe Network sa
Yay!
Ating mga masugid na tagapakinig.
So kung hindi kayo nanalo sa Christmas party raffle nyo, now's your chance.
Ano ibig sabihin ng pipe? OMG.
Pilipinas.
I am just testing you. And you failed.
Podcast Entertainment Network.
Ano?
Pilipinas Independent Podcast Entertainment. Tama, diba?
Sige, parinig natin sa mga may-ari ng pipe. Tingnan natin kung pasado yung... Close enough.
Alam ko na.
Close enough.
I said the independent part. Full. Dapat hindi lang.
Sige na. Explain mo na how they can enter our raffle.
So just share one of our episodes through a post, a story, a reel, or a video on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or X, TikTok, or Threads. Then tag us at PleasePausePH so we know that you did. And that serves as one entry to our raffle. So pwede silang multiple entries?
Oo naman, pwedeng pwede.
Dapat yun yung i-emphasize mo.
You have until January 26, 2024 to get your entries in. Then we will draw a winner who will get... Drum roll, please. Mag-drum roll ka!
Ah, drum roll. I thought you're asking me.
Tumataginting na 1,000 pesos courtesy of the nice people at the Pipe Network.
Ano yan? Gift certificate?
No, G-cash, it's just 1,000 pesos.
Up to them how they want to receive it.
Oo, in 20 peso coins. Joke lang. Joke lang. Don't forget to tag us para malaman namin that you're joining the raffle. We shall reply with an acknowledgement of your entry. 1,000 pesos! More times you share, more chances of winning.
Oh, magpipindot lang.
If it ends up na isang tao ka lang na sumali, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, edi congrats sa'yo. Break muna tayo.
No hard feelings in Indiana Jones after the break. If you're looking for interesting stories and conversations that can inspire and motivate you,
try nyo rin makinig sa The Rajiv Show, hosted by Rajiv Doraiswamy. Probably butchered his surname, but what are you gonna do? Basta marami siyang kwento about India, Philippines, music, and art. May mga interview din si Raj na may matutulong sa buhay nyo, hindi katulad ng podcast namin.
Ano ba? Dinegrade mo na naman tayo.
Quote-unquote, real talk lang.
So check out The Rajiv Show on all major podcast platforms with new interesting episodes every Wednesdays.
The Rajiv Show is a proud member of the Pipe Network. Medyo matagal tayong nawala, so let's hear from our listeners. Sabi ni Rayman from Instagram, Malyari, 8.5 out of 10. Una sa lahat, di ako natakot, pero baka ako lang yun since nagsisigawan mga tao. May ick ako sa 1 or 2 scenes, kaya di ko siya magawang 9 out of 10 or more. Pero acting-wise, expected na natin na maganda. Daming unexpected twist na magagandahan ka talaga. Thank you, Rayman. Ayan, meron tayong review ng Malyari kahit hindi natin siya napanood. O, diba? Ang galing. Sabi naman ni Franz, Statham Movies, making your ordinary job extraordinary. Transporter, mechanic, then ngayon, beekeeper naman.
Have you seen the other two?
I think sa TV.
Nadadaanan mo.
Oo, although hindi ako sure kung transporter ba yun or mechanic ba yun. Basta alam ko nandun si Jason Statham. Thank you, Franz. And somehow, sa mga movies niya, a lot of people get killed. Sabi naman ni Jim from the Pinoy MCU Fan Podcast, I am living over U2's US trip. Thanks, Jim, pero between us MCU fans, nakakapagod mamasyal lang may agenda. Don't get me wrong, ha? It is a lot of fun having a quote-end-quote mission, but it is not relaxing at all.
But hindi naman tayo umabot to the point na we're too exhausted to get up the next day. I think we did fine.
Alam ko, but...
Tsaka may training tayo, diba? Weekends before, lalakad-lakad tayo around. Mas mahirap pa nga dito kasi pinapawisan tayo doon, hindi naman.
Pero ang sinasabi ko lang, yung vacation na ginawa natin is not the relaxing type of vacation.
Oh yeah, tapos 2 days later, papasok ako. 1 day lang yung pahinga, talagang nakakapagod.
Eh, okay lang yan. Kaya mo naman yan eh.
No! I'm still tired.
Kung nakatulog ka man, sinabi ba nila sa'yo na, uy, nakatulog ka na? Hindi naman, di ba? Wala naman nag-point out eh.
So, pag kinakausap ko yung mga tao, alam yung naka-squint yung eyes ko because I'm too sleepy. And then they're asking me, jet lag ka pa? I was like, is it obvious?
Alam mo, ang medyo kinakatakutan ko lang sa'yo, kapag nakakatulog ka kasi minsan, tapos na alimpungatan ka ng whatever, minsan kung ano-anong sinasabi mo eh. Na parang nasa dream ka ba? Nasa dream world ka ba?
Natakot ka baka anong sabihin ko? To be fair, hindi naman ako nakakatulog sa work.
I am worried kung ano yung napapaniginipan mo na baka I bring up in the real world.
Hoy, okay. Diba sa New York, every time nasa train station or bus, well, yeah, pati train station, train, bus, every time nakaupo tayo, matutulog ako.
Ang galing mo eh,
tapos,
no?
May time nag-usap kayo ni Tito Eddie, your uncle who gladly toured us around and indulged us in your very packed agenda list per day. Muntik na akong mag-butt in. Tapos na-realize ko, wala palang sense yung ibabatin ko kasi galing siya sa dream ko and not in your actual conversation. So, minsan naman I get to catch myself and stop.
Ano dapat yung sasabihin?
Nakalimutan ko na. Pero like, talaga magsasalitan to. So, ay, wait lang. So, wait lang. Panaginip lang pala yun. Iba pala yung pinag-uusapan nila.
Ang galing mo eh.
But I did that today. Ay, the other day, no? Sabi mo?
Oo.
Ano yun? Hindi ko alam.
You were talking about something na alam kong hindi related sa kung ano man lang nangyayari. Kasi alam ko na natulog ka eh. Nagising ka lang eh. Anyway, what was your favorite filming location na pinuntahan natin? MCU or not?
Baka yung sa ano, Fisherman's Wharf na hindi mo pa napapublish.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Talaga? Bakit yun?
Hindi ko alam. Kasi parang dami nating ginawa.
Sa pier?
Oo.
Well, yeah. Oo, okay din yun. Pero mas favorite ko kasi talaga yung bahay ni Scott lang eh.
Oh, well, yeah. From you already Ant-Man said that. So, alam nga namang gayahin ko pa.
Ang galing kasi nung bahay na yun eh. Talagang, di ba? From the movie talaga yun yung angles and whatever.
Oh, although,
yung kita mo yung skyline ng city.
Yeah. Although favorite, more of favorite place ko yung For Past Lives sa Brooklyn. Kasi it's so pretty.
Well, oo.
Medyo mahirap lang kasi sunny, so mahirap mag-take ng photos.
Eh, choosy ka pa?
Bakit? Buti
sana kung isang buwan ka dun, di ba, makakapili ka ng time of day.
Hindi, pero ako, I like the place. Kung may time lang tayo, umupo-upo muna ako sa mga bato. Wala tayong time eh.
No! Uupo-upo ka pa. Wala na nga tayong oras.
I know. But that place was pretty.
Ang favorite shot ko talaga, ang favorite shot ko, yung Jessica Jones photo mo at the subway entrance.
Yun lang. Dahil lang na-copy mo yung entire
kasi the spot was spot. Almost exactly what was in the Jessica Jones series eh.
Okay.
Na-amaze lang ako. Yung signboard nung subway entrance hasn't changed since Jessica Jones.
Mm.
Natuwa lang ako.
Yung isa ko pang favorite, ano, yung Tobey Maguire scene mo kasi meron talaga tayo actual paper bag.
Ay, nako.
Okay.
That's it for Kapos Catch-Up Corner. Punta tayo sa movies that we were able to watch on the plane during the times na gising tayo and you're not developing stiff neck and shoulder pain. Unahin na natin, No Hard Feelings, directed by Jin Stupinski, starring Jennifer Lawrence, who is also a producer, and Andrew Barth Feldman. Initially released last June, I think lumabas siya dito pero super limited lang.
Yeah, parang 1 week lang ata.
Oo, and then sa mga ibang cinemas, parang ang alam ko, na-list siya na mag-showing siya and then di natuloy.
Oh, that's rude.
Parang may ganun ako nakita eh. Pero tamang-tama, kasi it should be on Netflix by the time this episode is released.
Mm.
It's a sex comedy. I was surprised that Jennifer Lawrence's nude scene wasn't cut sa version na nasa eroplano. Hindi naman siya erotic nudity, no? It was actually comedic nudity. But still, tinitingnan ko nga around us, may mga bata ba nakakita nito?
Hindi siya masyadong too obvious kasi madilim din.
Pero still, alam mo naman, may mga tao na may habit na nakikinood sa screen ng iba.
No, I don't mean na madilim yung surroundings natin, but yung scene itself.
Ah, okay. Again, but still.
Hindi siya, alam mo, hindi siya yung Titanic wearing this, wearing only this.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Gumagalaw siya, so
again, but
ka, ano.
Still. Minsan kasi ako din eh, I find myself watching other people's screens.
I do that.
Eh.
Kaya sabi ko sa'yo, nanonood ako ng Top Gun sa ibang screen. Tapos nung nag-CR siya, na-pause, edi pinanood ko na lang sa screen ko yung karugtong kasi nabitin ako. And not yung sa katabi ko ha, like 2 rows away. Nakikita ko kasi from my angle.
Ang premise kasi ng No Hard Feelings, 30 plus year old Jennifer Lawrence needs a car and money. She was hired by 19-year-old Andrew Barth Feldman's parents to quote-unquote date him, if you know what I mean.
Date
so,
him hard.
So, hijinks ensue. Oh, kamusta?
Well, I mentioned in our last episode na nasimulan ko mapanood yung No Hard Feelings on my flight back to Manila nung last week of November. But di ko natapos. Then, buti na lang, I watched it from the beginning with you kasi na-cut out yung beach scene na yon ni Jennifer Lawrence dun sa napanood ko.
Ah, talaga ba?
Oo, I mentioned
Hooray
it to you.
Hooray for Cathay!
Though, the airplane TV screen did say that they modified the content.
Oh.
Akala ko naman usually they just say na ni-reframe to fit in the screen, whatever. Literally, may kinot pala sila. So, Are Hong Kong Airlines more liberated than Singapore Airlines?
Well, this is in no way a paid endorsement. Pero kung pipili kayo ng flight, magkasay na. Makikita nyo ng buong buo.
Over Singapore Airlines. It was definitely a fun movie. Too on the nose nga lang for me sa simula whenever they tell us about this particular trait of Jennifer Lawrence's character when it comes to commitment in relationships. But I found very sincere how she was shown to care for the kid, how their friendship blossomed. Funniest kasi for me yung isang interview scene at the dog adoption center pretty much sums up for Jennifer Lawrence what she is up against doon sa task na binigay sa kanya. Which also brings me to Andrew Barth Feldman, tama ba?
Yeah.
I loved how he played awkward and more importantly how he played a kid. 21 years old naman kasi siya eh, so medyo
not too far
malapit lang,
from
yeah.
19.
And you can think of it then as a coming-of-age movie from his perspective. Maganda rin yung they also get to showcase in a funny way in one party scene how two generations are different. Kasi nga, diba, yeah. Si Jennifer Lawrence, generation na natin siya, 32. Tapos si Percy, yun yung character's name niya, mas bata. It's been a while since I've last seen an R-rated comedy that is heartwarming at the same time, at least with human starring in it. Kasi napanood ko last yung Strays, diba? Na R-rated comedy din. And it's about a seemingly random thing kasi hindi naman siya rom-com. So, hopefully there's more of this kind of movie every now and then.
Exactly what I was going to say. We need more raunchy comedies like this. Nung teenagers tayo, it felt like yung mga raunchy comedy na gano'n were a dime a dozen. Then they all died out.
Ano examples na isip mo?
American Pie.
Oh, yung mga gano'n.
Di ba yun ang prime example? And then marami pa yung...
Yeah.
Marami pa yung...
Woke. and they showed din naman.
Pwede ka naman maging funny na kahit woke ka na eh.
Eh, kaya nga. Pero ito, maganda dito kasi may mga ganun din silang moments of pointing out how woke the generation is now.
Itong No Hard Feelings, it reminded me of Cha-Cha Real Smooth in Apple TV Plus, which I saw when we still had free Apple TV.
I don't know
Plus.
That. Kinuwento mo ba yan sa akin?
Hindi ko alam kung kinuwento ko sa'yo or something, pero si ano kasi to, si Dakota Johnson and si Cooper Rafe. Si Dakota Johnson yung matanda dito.
Oh.
Hindi similar yung story, ha, uh-huh. Pero naalala ko lang siya.
Okay.
Medyo similar kasi yung themes. Pero No Hard Feelings is more of a straight-up comedy. And I appreciate that. Especially na meron din siyang moral lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jennifer Lawrence did very well in the movie. Andrew Barth Feldman seems very talented. He has a bright future ahead of him.
Ano siya, di ba? Broadway.
Oo.
From Broadway siya.
Oo.
Hindi talaga siya parang TV actor.
Sa mga interviews niya, parating tinatanong sa kanya yung musical niya na SW, A Musical Hope.
What?
It's a Star Wars musical.
Okay.
Oh, yun tinatanong sa kanya. He wrote and directed it in 8th grade or something.
Ewan ko. Mas nababasa ko yung Dear Evan Broadway.
Dear Evan Hansen. Uh-oh. Well, popular din kasi yun. It was just very thought-provoking for me that teenagers think 30 years old is old. I guess I used to think that way too back then. Pero now that we're on the other side, I feel like I'm 13 years old more than ever.
Feeling ko 40 yung old. Hindi
no,
30.
Talaga? Ako feeling
hindi,
ko dati 30 years old.
Feeling ko parent age is 40.
Pero isipin mo kasi, in the previous generation, pag sinabi mong 30, may anak ka ni, and then baka nga magdadalawang anak ka ni by that time eh. Gets mo?
I don't know, maybe I dismissed that thought na nung nag-30 na tayo. So nakalimutan ko na siya.
Like, yun lang, hindi ko siya nafe-feel.
That's because we refuse to be responsible adults. We just love being kids.
Zero interest in outlet shopping for branded shoes or clothes or whatever.
I know, right? People are always surprised. Kapag tinatanong ako, saan mo gusto pumunta? Gusto mo mag-outlet? Like, wala akong bibili.
yung mga relatives mo, nakailang outlet shopping sila? Sa
three?
Oh my gosh. Zero interest. But when I'm entitled to 2 pieces of luggage on a flight, best believe that 1 piece is already allocated for toys.
Ito kasi yung hilig
ganun,
mo.
Ganun. Ganun ka mature.
kung paano ka magsabing wala akong interest sa ganito, ganun din sila magsabi about your interest.
Gets ko naman.
I think your father at some point made a comment dati pa, ang tanda mo na.
Ha? Huh? Kailan niya sinabi yun? When I was 25?
Yeah, probably. Oh, ang tanda mo na, tapos bumili ka pa rin ng toys.
What?
Yeah.
He isn't wrong.
So, exactly.
No hard feelings. Kung hindi nyo pa napapanood, nasa Netflix na yan, I recommend it. We recommend it.
Yeah, super fun.
Yung isa pang napanood natin sa plane, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, directed by James Mangold. Apparently, June last year din to na-release, parang no hard feelings. Hindi natin pinanood sa sine. Dapat daw si Steven Spielberg pala ang magdidirect nito, as he did with the previous movies. It's the fifth entry in the Indiana Jones
and
franchise.
And the final one, I suppose.
Sabi, mm-hmm. sabi, ito na daw ang last. Maybe because Harrison Ford is already 81 years old.
Hindi mo ba siya bibigyan ng Mission Impossible challenge?
Well, siguro kasi they realize na hindi na siya Indiana Jones kung wala si Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. Or kung, alam mo yun, madidiminish yung role niya.
Kasi kay Tom Cruise, diba? Gusto mo, Mission Impossible, ano yun?
Oo.
30? It's 91 years old na siya.
And dito nga, si Harrison Ford, he's 81 and he's doing things some 60-year-old people yeah. can't even do anymore. Eh. Nandito rin si Phoebe Waller-Bridge as Helena, Indiana Jones's goddaughter. And si Mads Mikkelsen as Jürgen Waller, the villainous German scientist. The plot revolves around the Antikythera or Archimedes' dial or the Dial of Destiny, sabi nga sa title. And syempre, the good guys and the bad guys race to find the pieces of the artifact. How was Indiana Jones and his retirement tour? Sige
nga. I don't recall if I've seen all the Indiana movies in full. Napanood ba natin yung 2008 one?
Hindi ko alam kung napanood mo, pero I'm sure na napanood ko to with my family.
Oh, kasi college tayo nito eh.
Pinanood namin to nila daddy sa sine.
Ah,
dati.
Okay. So baka hindi ko
it
napanood.
It is Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford was big nung time pa ng parents natin.
I know. I suppose this film follows the same formula naman, right? There's chase and action right at the start, riddles to be solved, culmination at some archaeological site or historical event. I just found one chase scene sa movie na to ridiculous, but baka ganun talaga ever since.
That's what makes it funny.
Okay. Hindi kasi masyadong natuwa. Parang, okay.
Okay.
Yung goons group dito though, parang awkward. Like, this character played by Boyd Holbrook
Marcos.
Acted less unhinged and dangerous than he looked. And then si Seanette Renee Wilson naman, hindi ko gets ko na talaga role niya. She just keeps on saying, no guns, blah, blah, blah. But in fairness to her, she acted her part seriously. And parang medyo weird kasi yung group na yun. Basta hindi ko mag-gets kung ano talaga sila, what they're supposed to do. Okay naman yung character ni Helena, yung goddaughter. She gave the adventurous enthusiasm na obviously wala na kay Harrison Ford given his age. Which if you read din naman yung intent of the movie from the movie makers, diba? It's more of showing us a hero at sunset.
Yeah.
And his strong feelings about a particular choice he wanted to make at the end of the movie somehow makes you feel how time has passed him by. So medyo maramdaman mo naman na, alam mo yun, yung kanyang hinagpis. Gusto ko rin yung storytelling punchline here. Wala lang though nostalgic effect or bittersweet feeling of the franchise that this final movie could have brought me. Kasi hindi ko naman nasundan yung...
Wala ka masyadong attachment.
Oo, wala ka masyadong attachment. So it was just
fair.
An okay movie for me.
How did you find the Indiana Jones ride sa Disney?
Okay naman. Fun.
Wow, fun. Wow.
Ito yung too bumpy, di ba? Yung nakakahilo. Wait, may drop ba to? Yun kasi
wala. Oh my gosh. Lahat na lang tinitilian mo eh.
Pero we did this in Tokyo, right?
Oo,
yung Indiana.
Meron din
ito rin
Tokyo.
Yung super haba, yung pila.
Oo, kasi wait, I think it's one of their flagship rides.
But hindi? Parang hindi tayo masyadong mahaba yung pila dito. Naka-lightning lane tayo.
Nag-lightning lane tayo kasi.
No, ang naalala kasi, ang parating mahaba yung pila yung Pirates.
Well, oo, isa na yun. Pero, no? Kagrupo niya to sa mga flagship rides.
I think
ng
it's
Disney.
Ano naman, sulit in a way na mahaba siya enough. And ito yung like, sinasway ka side to side, diba?
Tas, yeah.
Tapos yung, oh wait, alam ko na, it's fun nga kasi yung akala mo may mag-chase sa'yo na rock or something.
As prone as it was to breakdowns, nung isang beses, 'di ba, hindi tayo natuloy kasi parang nag-breakdown siya for hours. Sa...
Oh yeah, even in on this ride, matagal tayong nag-antay.
Oo, oo. Nakasakay na tayo, muntik pa tayong maudlot.
Tapos natulog din ako. Naalala ko yung mga handlers, 'di ba, they're saying someone looked dun sa eye and they're trying to find the culprit.
But in reality, probably may nakahulog ng phone niya sa truck and kailangan nilang hanapin or whatever. Pero it was really fun. Alam mo, gusto ko yung mga rides na pati yung pila pa lang, very thematic na.
Mm-hmm.
And the modern ones usually are, unlike yung mga older rides na people just snake around for hours on end.
Oh my gosh. I can't forgive you for letting us queue for Peter Pan ng hindi Lightning Lane. It was an hour.
I think
tapos
Peter
ang
Pan,
bilis lang.
Kailangan mo talaga siyang sakyan.
I know.
Because it's a part of history.
Maganda naman yung ride. It was just too quick. And sana ni Lightning Lane natin yun.
Walang Lightning Lane yun? Wala.
Okay.
Hindi ko lang alam kung how similar yung Indiana Jones na to dun sa nasa Japan, no? Hindi ko lang kasi masyado maalali.
Yeah, mas tumata kasi sa akin yung Journey to the Center of the Earth na may drop.
Kasi roller coaster yun.
Nakakainis ka.
Anyway, Dial of Destiny. I think we missed part of the viewing experience by being limited to the tiny low-res screen on the plane. Of course, we could say the same about No Hard Feelings and Jennifer Lawrence's Full Frontal. But that's neither here nor there. I have yet to see Dial of Destiny on a bigger screen.
Sa baba, sa TV.
We could.
Kasi
we could.
Sabi mo nasa Netflix or Disney Plus?
Disney Plus. Oh. Nasa Disney Plus na siya.
Then I ask you, diba? Then bakit yun yung pinanood natin sa plane? But I remember, napaka-limited nga pala ng choices sa PAL. No? Compared
dapat,
to the
dapat
other...
Dapat pinanood natin yung Gran Turismo
yeah.
sa Gusto ko pa rin makita on the big screen. Especially yung the aged Harrison Ford na high-res. But I suspect a lot of the movie looks like Harrison Ford running around in a CG world. So, ewan ko.
Yeah, I mean, what are you hoping to see better?
Wala lang. More appreciation of what the movie is. At the time this was released, people were inevitably comparing it to its peers, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, na meron ding train scene.
Oh, akala ko kinocompare lang siya sa past movies, na
1980s. Hindi, no, June-July timeline. Mm. And syempre, Barbie, Oppenheimer. All three of those movies were considered successful. Indiana Jones, not so much.
Okay.
I like the premise though. I like how they used the moon landing to mark the start of a new era.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones is obsolescence.
Yeah.
Medyo gasgas na yung theme of old heroes going for one last hurrah. But you also have to appreciate Indiana Jones as a franchise and Harrison Ford as an actor. And as a movie star, syempre, the events driven by the search for the MacGuffin felt a bit derivative, but they brought the action and adventure to make it entertaining enough. It was fun naman. And ultimately, the MacGuffin gave Indiana Jones a nice send-off.
Yeah, I just hate that part with that kid being able to do that thing. What the hell?
I don't know how to feel though about how they explained the absence of Shia LaBeouf's character. Siya kasi yung anak ni Indy from Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Sa Crystal Skull kasi, it seemed like Shia LaBeouf was positioned to take over the franchise.
Ano ba nangyari? May controversy ba? Kaya wala na siya.
Well, there was no way that's going to happen anymore dahil sa
kaya nga.
Kung ano ba nangyayari kay Shia. I have to say though that his fate in-universe served the story well. So, ayun lang. It was fun naman. Let's try to check it out sa Disney Plus din. Mm-hmm. Before we move on, since we're in catch-up mode, I've caught up with two chart-topper series sa Netflix. Berlin, napanood ko na. Prequel spin-off of Money Heist about Berlin, duh.
Do you like it? I mean, you know our feelings about the last Money Heist series.
Given our feelings about Money Heist, and as much as we made fun of Money Heist and its telenovela-like tendencies, syempre this Berlin series is cut from the same cloth, so ano pang i-expect mo, diba? Maraming extracurricular and extramarital activities outside the heist itself. But to be fair, there is something romantic and sexy about crime.
Really?
Oh, adrenaline or whatever.
Personally?
There's, alam mo
yun? I mean, that's how they depict
it. It's fascinating that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's supposed to be a surprise, no? Pero nagpakita dito si Alicia Sierra and si Raquel Murillo.
Okay. As what?
As Alicia Sierra.
I mean, as a crowd lang? Or nagmingle ba with the characters?
Hindi. Naging ano sila. They were called to investigate.
Ah, oh. Okay.
I like the setup. I thought they planned an interesting heist. But as with money heist, emotions destroy all well-laid plans. Alam mo yun?
Okay lang naman how emotions destroy yung plans. Pero ayoko lang kasi nung how they did it in the latter seasons of money heist.
Ganun talaga. Ganun talaga. You have to accept that. You may not like it. Pero itong Berlin, I'm sure money heist fans ate it all up.
Okay.
Although, the stakes aren't as high as in the Royal Mint or the Bank of Spain. I think expected naman yun kasi this is a prequel. Yeah. I mean, di naman mamamatay si Berlin sa prequel. I also understand that Berlin was a fan favorite in the original.
Mm-hmm.
He was very charismatic naman talaga. Even though abusive siya dun and sadistic and psycho. But if
yeah,
you want a Netflix...
boring si Professor eh.
But if you want a Netflix number one, Berlin is the one you pick.
Mm-hmm.
Isa pang napanood ko, Yu Yu Hakusho, the live-action adaptation of what Filipino 90s kids know and love as Ghost Fighter. How familiar are you with Ghost Fighter? Sige nga.
Eugene.
Wow!
Yung nga lang, alam ko.
Tapos, ano ginagawa niya?
Kasi yung mga buhok nila, ganun. Hindi nga kasi ako, Jimmy ba to? Pinapalabas.
Oo, sa oh, Jimmy.
Hindi nga kasi ako nakakanood ng GMA.
Alam mo, once upon a time, weekday prime time on TV starts with anime sa GMA. Ghost Fighter was one of them.
Kaya hindi gumagawa ng homework agad.
Or gumagawa na ako ng homework agad.
No, your mommy said before na pagod na sila from work, tapos pagdating nila sa bahay, saka ka palang magpapaturo ng stuff na hindi mo ginawa while they were away.
Your point is?
Nanonood ka kasi ng Ghost Fighter. Yan. And maybe kaya ako hindi maalam dyan kasi I do my homework right away.
Well, congratulations to you and your parents, okay? At least ako, alam ko kung ano yung Ghost Fighter. Si Eugene, si Yusuke, si Jenny, si Keiko, si Alfred, si Kuobara. You do not know who I'm talking about.
Just said Eugene. May Jenny?
Oo.
Babae yan
lalaki. Team niya si Jenny.
Ah, babae. Oh, may babae sa team?
Hindi siya kasama sa team.
Ah, okay.
Si Toguro. Kilala mo si Toguro.
Toguro. This sounds like a Pokemon creature. At least yung Pokemon, alam ko.
Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Not Pokemon. Ala, kaya. Nakakaya ka. Pokemon. Gonna catch them. Pokemon. Pasensya na po kayo. I apologize. I apologize to the Pokemon fans out there. Anyway, Yu Yu Hakusho. Saying that the story was streamlined to fit into 5 episodes is an understatement. They sprinted through several story arcs to produce a full season that makes sense. Pero, you can feel that there's a 13 cloud hanging over its head. As in, alam mo yung sa 13 na if they only get one season, then they'll give their 100% for this season. Toguro pun intended. Of course, you don't understand. For the most part, it was true to its source, at least in spirit. At times, it felt like a different series altogether. Ang issue ko lang, the condensed story lost much of the weight of the original storyline. Alam mo yung peanut brittle na nabibili sa Baguio? The jar looks full from the outside, pero pag binuksan mo halo, ganun eh. There is significant emotional build-up in the dragged-out episodes of the anime that you wouldn't be able to capture in 5 episodes. Not to mention some memorable characters na nakalaban nila or whatever. There is still potential for Season 2 or maybe even Season 3. There are remaining storylines from the source material that can still be adapted. I wouldn't get my hopes up though kasi I don't think nasa level to ng One Piece in terms of fandom and pagpapahalaga ng Netflix in terms of their properties. I'd rather be pleasantly surprised that it gets renewed than disappointed when it's cancelled.
Why? Would you still watch it?
Oo naman. Titingnan ko pa rin kasi you're attached to it dahil pinanood mo yung dati na Ghost Fighter.
Mm.
Although it's not quite as Ghost Fighter as what it was.
Kasi pag anime, wag na kasing i-live action.
Eh alam ko, but Netflix is desperate for content. Syempre, kailangan kumuha sila ng IP na meron ng existing fanbase kaysa mag-build sila ng fanbase from scratch.
I mean, I wala naman akong any kind of feelings about turning anime into live action. I just get it from you now na gusto mo siyang panoorin kasi may attachment ka pero it's not as good as before. So kung ako sa'yo, hindi ko na lang papanoorin.
But para... you're not me. So, pause muna tayo ulit dito.
Rebel Moon after one last commercial break. Do you like trivia and fascinating short stories? Di ba ikaw mahilig ka sa short form podcasts?
Yeah, and for our listeners who are interested in that too, you may want to check out the Banyo Podcast Reflushed hosted by Carl Aquino.
And learn about things like the world's unluckiest man. Ay, unluckiest ba siya kasi parati siyang nag-near-death experience or luckiest kasi he doesn't die?
Tingin ko both.
And then there's also the War of the Bucket or the weirdest things that fell from the sky.
Kung mahilig kayo makinig ng podcast habang nasa banyo, this podcast is for you. Ako lang gumawa ng slogan na yun.
So check out the Banyo Podcast Reflushed on all major podcast platforms.
The Banyo Podcast Reflushed is a proud member of the Pipe Network. Pag-usapan natin ng much-hyped na bagong movie ni Zack Snyder, Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire, number one movie on Netflix when it was released. Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire was released on Netflix last December 22. The follow-up, Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver, will be coming out on Netflix April 2024. Starring Sofia Boutella as Cora and Miguel Huisman, Ed Skrein, ano ba to? Skrein? I don't know. Charlie Hunnam, Duna Bay, Stasnir, Digimon, Honsu, and Anthony Hopkins, among others. Ang premise, Cora, a former soldier who's been living in a farming village on the moon of Velt, sets out on a galactic quest to find people who can help defend her home against the evil empire. If that sounds like the story of Seven Samurai, only in space, it really does, because it's no secret that the works of Akira Kurosawa are an inspiration for the film, along with Heavy Metal Magazine. Sabi sa Bleeding Cool article ni Rich Johnston na, I just watched the Rebel Moon teaser while sitting next to Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder daw had to learn a lot about wheat for the film. Yes, Snyder and the crew had to learn to plant wheat.
Why?
Because there's wheat in the film.
In totoo yun?
Sabi.
How long did they wait
until they alam. But
I mean like walang existing field of it that they used?
Apparently, they planted multiple football fields of wheat outside LA.
Uh-huh.
So it would look real.
Okay.
On camera and while they're harvesting it or whatever.
Okay.
Also, Netflix agreed to two films to be shot back-to-back instead of one super long movie daw. And Rebel Moon started as a pitch for a Star Wars film after Disney acquired Lucasfilm. When that was rejected, they decided that making original IP made more sense and they retooled the idea into Rebel Moon. So, kamusta naman ang Rebel Moon?
This was much hype. Ba't hindi ko to alam?
Eh, hindi ko alam. Kasi sa cave ka nakatira.
Kailan? Paano ito na-hype?
Nakikita ko lang sa mga, I don't know, geek sites.
Okay.
Whatever, nerd and
yun yung,
geek sites.
Yun yung ano, ah, sukatan ng kung na-hype enough siya dapat umabot sa akin. Well, I had a familiar feeling of annoyance towards too many slow-mo. Unnecessary slow motion. Although parang nag-die down naman though towards the latter half. Tama ba?
Hindi din eh, pero
ha?
Baka hindi mo nilang
baka
pinapansin.
Baka less annoying na siya
hindi
nung
mo
time na yun.
Pinapansin, siguro.
Most of it was predictable, like the montage of the warriors they have to gather and their pakitanggilas fight scenes. And kailangan ba talaga either weird sila or Tarzan-like good-looking?
Oo. Siyempre, kine-question mo pa yun eh, talagang ganun talaga.
Predictable din kung sino magbe-betray. And there's also this glaring plot hole na why would you let him do that? Kaya katuloy nagkaroon ng last act. And even what came after that was also predictable. Did I say predictable too many times? Sabi mo nga, this is Zack Snyder's Star Wars. I just don't know if people have room for a too similar world-built story. Kasi baka ako, I don't. And for me, baka nga similar sila kasi in both Star Wars and Rebel Moon, the droids are delightful. Although, hindi pa masyadong malaki yung presence ng droid sa Rebel Moon so far.
Well, oo, pero it looks like malaki yung role niya sa next.
Later, kaya nga.
But I'm still trying to wrap my head around the protagonist's attempt to fight the Empire with a handful of people.
Like, apat, tatlo.
The enemy is not a group of bandits. It's the Empire.
And they use a choice of words also. Rebels, Empire.
Oh, ewan ko. Malalaman natin siguro sa kasunod. But, syempre merong slow-mo. Sinabi mo na nga, at some point beyond all the cheesiness, I think we need to recognize that it's Zack Snyder's signature style. Just as how painters can be recognized by their brushstrokes, slow-mo is Snyder's trademark, whether people like it or not.
I know, but there are ways naman you can use it na hindi annoying or hindi overused. Pwede naman hindi ka lang sunod-sunod.
Tama ka naman. And I've been trying to understand how he uses it.
Naintindihan mo na?
Minsan, to emphasize some impressive maneuver.
Uh-huh.
Minsan, to add impact to some emotional climax.
Okay.
Minsan to up the tension. However, I think ang bottom line is, Zack Snyder works very hard to design a lot of his shots to look like iconic shots. So sayang naman if hindi sila makikita ng audience for an extended time sa screen. Ayun siya.
Feeling ko in one fight scene, only one slow-mo.
Pwede.
Kasi meron namang cool talaga, I admit. Pero if it's overused, I think I've said this na rin naman in his other movies.
Oo nga, we've talked about it over and over again whenever we've seen Zack Snyder movies. Pero yung isang example ko lang, alam mo yung si Cora, yung parang flashback scene na tumatakbo siya dun sa battlefield tapos bumabaril siya tapos may mga laser bolts behind her tapos sinislow-mo siya ni Zack Snyder.
Uh-huh.
Di naman talaga kailangan pero pag tiningnan mo lang yung still photo na yun na may laser bolts behind her tapos may hawak siyang baril tapos tumatakbo siya, maganda.
What's your point?
Sayang naman kung di natin siya makikita.
Okay.
Alam mo ba ang may Snyder cut din ang Rebel Moon?
I know.
Sabi sa Slash Film article na
extended cut, whatever.
Sabi sa Slash Film article na Zack Snyder reveals his Rebel Moon inspirations, talks about director's cuts, Easter eggs, and more. Netflix daw is already preparing to release the Snyder cut or cuts. Apparently, they already have extended cuts planned for release. And Netflix was the one who suggested making it part of the plan from the get-go. Mukhang yung napanood natin so far is the PG-13 version. There will be an R-rated version down the line. The way they're justifying it is that it gives kids a chance to see it. Dahil PG-13 nga naman siya. And then there will also be something for hardcore fans dun sa extended R-rated version.
Hardcore fans?
I guess they really believe that Rebel Moon is awesome because it's very bold of them to assume that there will be hardcore fans.
No, kasi it's a new thing. Kaya ako nagulat sa term na ginamit ng hardcore fans. If it's a franchise, maybe. But
you cannot fault Zack Snyder and his crew that they believe in their work so much, okay?
Okay.
You have to respect that.
No, I don't question that. It's just the term used lang, the hardcore fans. Kasi whenever I think of hardcore fans, yun alam mo yung
sinabi.
Years and years na kasing yun na build up yung
I think si Deborah Snyder yung nagsabi nun.
Okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not questioning na magkakaroon ng fans
alam
to.
Ko. Gets
it's
ko
just
naman.
The term used na hardcore fans. Like, Friends, The Office,
I know.
Hardcore fans.
I know.
Ilang years kasi yun, diba?
I know. I get what you're saying. Okay. Alam mo, when it comes to galaxy-spanning epic sci-fi fantasy, madali naman akong kausap eh. Sign me up. And then, start with a recruit, a ragtag group of heroes. I'm on board. Kaso lang, instead of cool space versions of classic character archetypes, the characters felt like empty shells. Alam mo yun, yung great on the D&D character sheet, pero ang pinaglaro mong player sa kanya is a very disinterested player na napilit lang maglaro kasi wala nang ibang gustong sumali sa D&D group nyo. Iyon. Pero I think it's too early to dismiss them though. For starters, wala pa silang masyadong ginawa. And despite what Netflix says, A Child of Fire does not feel like the first entry of the franchise. It's the first half of a movie. One half of a movie where the exposition and flashbacks kind of muddled up the narrative. The universe they're trying to build is too big to drop on us all at once. Feeling ko lang. Alam naman natin from the very beginning na si Cora was not very forthcoming with her pasty, and there's more to be revealed. It just feels like they could have said more with less.
Mm-hmm.
And the air of mystery could actually help make it more compelling. Pero I don't know about you. I'm still curious about Scargiver in April. I'm still going to watch it, if only to see if there's more to Rebel Moon than rebels on a moon. And that's our recent binge.
Sure, sige, fine, whatever. Tagal pa naman yun eh. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget our raffle. Bye.
Bye.